down the library, now these words came low and mournfully from the pallid lips of a youth who lay on his dying bed at the close of day. He had waited and pined till o'er his brow death shadows were gathering quickly now, as he thought of home, as the end drew nigh, as the cowboys gathered to see him die. Oh, bury me where a mother's prayer and a sister's tear may mingle there, where my friends may come and weep o'er me. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. I had always hoped to be laid when I died by my father's grave on the green hillside. But grant, oh, grant this wish to me, and bury me not on the lone prairie. Oh, bury me not, but his voice failed there, and we took no heed of his dying prayer. In a narrow grave, just 6 by 3, we buried him there on the lone prairie. And the cowboys now, as they roam the plain, for they mark the spot where his bones had lain, fling a handful of rope